Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Cameron Kuznar, K-U-Z-N-A-R. Address is 254 P-I-N-Y-O-N Hills Drive, Chico, California, 95928, phone 415-205-6406. ID is XXX, and then leave a blank. Date of birth 5/31/1990, 31 year old. Engineer, Pacific Gas and Electric. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross PPO. Pharmacy is CVS. Forest Avenue, Chico, 530-894-5112. It is addressed to 5/31/1990, below that should say Dr. David Alonzo, MD, 564 Rio Lindo Avenue, Suite 102, Chico, California, 95926, 530-965-9900, fax 530-965-9265. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of seizure following head trauma. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Cameron Kuznar for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Cameron is a relatively young, right-handed PG&E engineer, a young father who was seen today accompanied by his wife and daughter. New paragraph. As you may remember, Cameron suffered a seizure at home after a slip and fall injury, striking his head on a side table, causing a loss of consciousness. Subparagraph, he was observed to have a seizure for about 3 minutes and was transferred by ambulance to Enloe Hospital, where he had a second brief convulsion during the admission process. New paragraph, he's had no convulsions since that time. New paragraph, he has no previous history of convulsions or unusual headaches, although he did have some headaches after his injury, which have now resolved. New paragraph, he does report some loss of consciousness. Initially, he couldn't remember his location or the president, but his memory is returning. With little deficit by his report. New paragraph, his neurological examination today remains within normal limits. New paragraph, he denies any unusual dysomnia. New paragraph, he has a previous history of several minor concussions when he was playing football, but no major loss of consciousness with prolonged symptoms. New paragraph. Since his accident injury, concussion, and seizure, he's had no further seizures and denies having any spells of inattention or any transient auras that would be suggestive of partial epilepsy. New paragraph. His evaluation at the hospital included contrast, non-contrast, brain imaging, and neck radiograms, all of which were normal. New paragraph. In consideration of this history, he does have a past medical history of asthma, which is well treated. Subparagraph, he was not on medication at the time of this seizure. New paragraph, he does report that he had had his COVID immunization about a month before this occurred, but it is unlikely that this contributed to his clinical symptoms. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation, I am going to order a diagnostic electroencephalogram as a baseline screen. New paragraph, at this time, being seizure-free, and without clinical symptoms. I'm not starting him on anticonvulsant medication, but we discussed precautions and restrictions, including avoidance of driving until his diagnostic evaluation is completed. New paragraph, he does have paperwork from the DMV to consider return to driving privileges, which I will complete after his evaluation is completed. New paragraph, should his electroencephalogram be abnormal, I will place him on anticonvulsant medication for 5 years, completing his DMV paperwork. New paragraph, thank you for this very pleasant referral, and signed respectfully with my professional signature.